Amen. Well, it is time for the word. On Youth Sunday, we like to do something a little different. We like to invite our children. Well, this is what we decided after our last Youth Sunday, to let our children decide who they wanted to hear from on Youth Sunday. We said, pick your best youth teacher, and we're going to invite them to come and preach. But they're not preaching like we normally preach. They're preaching and teaching like they normally do back in youth service. And the person that they selected, I think, is a fabulous choice. This woman of God is new, relatively new to our congregation, but she is a visionary. She's so anointed, and she is just a servant. I came to her and I said, hey, you know what? I think God's calling you to be over our youth, our family department. And she was like, are you sure? Because I don't know if that's what God is saying. And I said, yeah, I do. I think that's what he's saying. And she went back and she prayed about it. And she said, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and say yes to that. And I said, good, because I believe you're going to take our youth department, our family department to a whole nother level. And in the last 6 months, I mean, this department has grown. She has been working diligently with our youth pastor, Pastor B. King, to make this a phenomenal, phenomenal youth department. And her gifts and talents don't just lie behind the scenes. She's an amazing teacher, speaker. I've had a chance to watch her preach in her own ministry. She's over Angel Ministries. And she is a beautiful single mother of two. She is a softball mom. From baseball mom to softball mom, hats off. Which means she's often found outside in the dirt watching her child play. But she loves the Lord. And so I am excited to bring to you the speaker of the hour, but not just the speaker, but the person who had a vision for this entire day. She worked with the step team. She coordinated it. She coordinated and helped them with their moves. And I believe she deserves more than a little pity pet. I believe she deserves us to stand, give her a round of applause as we welcome our very own Miss Tara.
Pastor, for just, let me just get my thank yous out, my shout outs. Thank you, Pastor, for just welcoming me. I joined this church in January, and here we are. Wow. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Kids Zone and No Limits Youth Ministry, for just, you know, kids can tell the truth about people. You know, kids will let you know something ain't right, something ain't right. And so something must be right because they welcomed me. And so thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And where's my buddy Josh back there? We have a wonderful relationship. He tells me exactly what he's thinking, and I respect that, and I love it for it. And so the teachers, thank you, Pastor B. Thank you, Miss Lucy. Thank you, Miss Maggie. Thank you, Miss Beatrice. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Miss Jessica. We have an amazing team back there with your kids, and so Yendis and all the other helpers, Danae and her husband, I mean, just everybody, thank you so very much. And I just want to shout out to the ladies and gents of Angel Ministries. Can I just say thank you? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, man. Yendis, I see you over there. I just want to thank them because they didn't go to their church home so that they can be here and support me in prayer and in making sure y'all don't kick me out. oh, Lord, let's just pray. Lord, we... I love you. They are rowdy. Yes, they are. The Lord just saw fit to put a bunch of girls from the hood together, and here we are. Oh, not Cassandra. No, I'm playing. Okay, anyway, focus. Okay. So, all right, let us just pray. Lord, I ask you to speak a word that would change and transform lives forever. Amen. Real change now, go. Of course, the focus today is go. But my title today is Game Changers. And so we're going to go to 1 Timothy 4 and 12. It is posted in the church and back over in the youth area. And this is where we're going today. Do we have our Bible affirmation? I think that's appropriate. If you can. So if you would grab your Bibles or your electronic devices. Did I do it right, Pastor Shana? Trying to follow in the steps of my pastor. This is my Bible speaking to me. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. So I open my heart today to hear God speak a word that will change my life forever. Awesome, awesome, awesome. 1 Timothy 4 and 12. It says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. The New Living Translation reads, the youth will probably get this one a little bit better. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say and what you live, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity. Amen. I want to read something to you. So kids, at the end of it, the question I'm asking is, who am I? So you have to let us know who I'm talking about. And if you already know because you've been with me for the last couple of weeks, don't respond. I was born on January 31st, 1919. I was a superstar athlete. In 1945, I joined the Kansas City Monarchs. Soon after that, I joined the Brooklyn Dodgers under Branch Rickey. There were so many other Negro players that was way better than me, greater in this sport than me. But one thing that stood out that I had above the rest was the way I lived my life. I was an example. These coaches, these team owners, they saw my character. They saw my integrity, my professionalism, how I carried myself, how I handled every day and seconds of pressure, the haters, and everyone else out there. In other words, I treated people, talked to people, behaved around people in a way that I was an example of what an all-around player should look like and be like on and off the dirt. People whose skin color that did not look like mine, they hated me. They called me names. Matter of fact, they even tried to kill me. But I kept going. I held my head up high, got into the batter's box, and I kept hitting home runs. I kept stealing bases until I scored. I led my team to many World Series championships. Through it all, I changed what people saw on TV. They turned on their TV and saw an African-American playing baseball for the Dodgers. When they read in the newspapers, or today it will be Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and all those other social media sites, they would be talking about me. I changed the color of the baseball game. White people, black people, Latino people, Asian people are all playing side by side this game that I loved. My goal, change the game. So who am I? Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson. All that today, I'm asking you, what's your goal? Are you really a game changer? Or are you a slacker? Jackie Robinson changed the whole game. You turned on the TV and you saw a black man. He changed the whole game. He opened the door for others to get on that field. Didn't matter about the color. It all mattered about the skill set. So the question to you again is, are you a game changer? What's your goal? 1 Timothy, right? 4 and 12. Timothy was a young pastor. Jackie Robinson was the first Negro ball player to ever play in the major leagues. Young people, what do you want to do in your life? What is God telling you to do? What do you think God is telling you to do? Because you have gifts. You have dreams. You have hopes. What do you believe is your game changing? What do you believe is your goal? Adults, what's keeping you from doing what God has called you to do? We make so many excuses. We always don't have enough time. And then we get into a place of complacency, and then we wonder, how did I get here? You got here because you chose to slack off. So what are we doing in the community? What are we doing? What are we doing? Do we have workplace ministry? Are we telling anybody about Jesus? And if you can't tell anybody about Jesus, are you living a life to someone will say, why are you so different? Are you handling the pressures on your job differently than someone who was in the world? Or are you breaking down to the point where they ministering to you and they telling you about the world? Girl, go get another hit. Girl, go get another drink. Girl, or you in school and you know you can't really say nothing about Jesus Christ, but are you being that kind-hearted person? Are you telling someone the truth in love instead of making them feel condemned or instead of making them feel less than? We all 2 seconds away from sin. Don't get it twisted. So God is saying in 2018, your go season is to change the game. It's to change the game. Whatever your game is, change it. Change it up. Do something different. So Timothy, his game, the thing that he needed to do, the goal that where he needed to go to the church of Ephesus. He had to shut down all the liars, all the fake and plastic people. Y'all know the fake people, you know, the Instagram models. Oh, y'all know. Y'all know y'all friend be all happy on Snapchat and all that stuff, but then you see her at school and she toe up. Okay, so y'all gonna just leave me out here by myself? Y'all already know. Or is that you? Is that you posting all over Facebook like you just wonderful and your marriage is all together? Well, y'all know it's toe up. Y'all need to get in that little marriage counseling that's about to come up, that marriage conference. I'm just, okay. All right, y'all can leave me out here if y'all want to. It's okay. It's all right. See, I got AMI. I got my pastor. I got Pastor B. I got the youth ministry, so I'm set. I'm from Compton. Y'all don't even know. Okay. Focus. Timothy was raised by his mama, Eunice, and his grandmama, Lois. I'm just saying, single mothers. I'm a divorcee. There's some divorcees in here. There's some widowers in here. I'm just saying. But that doesn't change that our children have a call on their lives. That doesn't change that we are to still pour into their lives. That doesn't change that we still have to set an example. So if you are a single parent, I'm going to say it because God has given it to me. If you are a single parent and you have men and women running in and out of your house and it is not of God, that is not an example. That is not an example. I have been divorced for over 7 years and my children have never seen me with anyone. Why? Because if it is not of God, then I don't want it. You don't want your children to be all messed up in the head. All messed up in the head because they may not say nothing to you, but I'm telling you, they're saying something to somebody else, and then their actions are, and then you're trying to figure out why they all off the way. Why are they going this way? Why are they going wayward? It's because are we as parents living a life before them that exemplifies Christ's behavior? That was free. That was not in the notes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So anyway, for those of you who are raising sons, just know that God will send him a mentor. God sent Paul to mentor and to be a father figure into Timothy's life. Paul, yes, the one who was killing Christians. Yes, the one who was all the Christians were afraid of and then they were running from him. That same Paul, God blinded him for 3 days when he was on the road to try to go kill more Christians. God used that man, turned the man around. And I was just talking to Pastor last night, and I said, Pastor, you don't throw people away. So why do we throw people away? Don't throw people away. God may have a mentor, a father figure, a sister figure, a brother, a sister figure that can come into your children's lives. I've come into your children's life for such a time as this. I have no motive. I have no ill gain. All I want is them to see Christ. All I want them to do is be the best that they can be. All I want them to do is know that nothing is impossible with God. So for all of you who even thought that I had any kind of hidden agenda, I don't. My public agenda is to see your sons and daughters grow into the men and women of God that they can be at this age. At this age, that's it. And so that's all Paul wanted Timothy to do, was be the best young pastor that he could be. And as a result of that, it gave Timothy the courage. It gave him the bravery. It gave him all of the things that he needed to step into that church and shut it all down. And then when he got into the church, guess what? He starts talking about public worship. the stuff that Miss Jewel does, right? Then he starts talking about how important prayer was with Pastor Shana and Pastor Jen teaches here with this church. That's what he did. He went in and gave him truth. He went in and gave them Jesus. And then he encouraged the church to take care of the youth. Why? Because today and at that time, the youth and the kids are the heartbeat of the church, whether we don't want to believe it or not. That's the same thing that Pastor B and I are trying to let people know. It's all about the kids. Because guess what? When kids keep bothering their parents, I want to go to church, Mom. I want to go to church, Dad. And guess what? The parents end up at the church. I need to go figure out what my child is doing. I need to go see who they're talking to. Well, come on, Mama, come. Come on, Daddy, come. Come on. So then again, what are you doing to change the game? What's your goal? What is God telling you to do? What are we trying to do on the outside of the church? What is God saying to do? Is he saying move to a new school? Is he saying get a new job? Is he saying move out of state? Is he saying look for the house now? Is he saying be a better steward of your finances? Is he saying join the usher ministry or greeter ministry? You know, is he saying join the children's ministry, the prayer ministry, the altar ministry? What is he saying? What is he saying? Are we even asking? Kids, you may think that you're too young. You're never too young. You're never too young. And even if your parents don't support it, you're still never too young. And parents, you can look at me like that, but it's true. A lot of times we don't listen to what our kids are saying. My daughter over there saved our life. She saved our life. We have a water heater. Everybody has a water heater in the house. She kept saying, Mom, I'm hearing something. And I was like, nah. This was like 3 years ago. Nah, not really. Then she come back, Mom, I'm really hearing something. I really believe I'm hearing something. And I'm like, nah, girl, we good. And she was like, the next day, Mom, for real, I'm hearing something. And then I'm listening. And then my house is starting to flood from the inside of the walls. And my room is off of by the water heater. So the water heater could have blew up. My whole house is flooding at this time. And so we had to do an emergency evacuation, live in a hotel, and all of that. But it was because she kept pressing. The Lord kept telling her, go back, go back, go back. So if your child is saying that they want to do something, if your child is saying that they want to do something, believe them. My son, 20 years old, he's at work. You know, at the end of the day, he's wayward. At the end of the day, he's in a backslidden state. But guess what? He is still called. He is still chosen. God still loves him, still. He gets suspended from Tuskegee University, and I'm begging the people, just let him stay. I'm coming from California. I can't get there. Just give me some time, and I'm praying. I call my prayer team. Can you guys please pray? And then they were like, the police officer was like, well, we can just, you know, not check his room. And so I was like, whatever you got to do. And so guess what? When I got there, did I flip out on him? I didn't flip out on him. What I did was I just said, it's going to be all right. Was I crying? Not in front of him. I just kept saying, it's going to be all right. You still got purpose. You still got a plan. God still called you. You still a game changer. Even though our kids may not be able to see it right now, even though, guess what? They're still game changers. You got some wayward kids. You got some wild child kids. We all have them. We see them in the youth group, so we know them. We can point them out. Pastor B, am I right? Beatrice, am I right? Am I right? Miss Maggie? Yendis? Right? Miss Robin? Right? Right? I'm just saying, we already know. It's good. But I like them. I'm telling you, I like Josh. I'm telling you, Josh, come here, Josh, real quick. This boy right here. This my dude right here. Oh, my God. This dude right here. You just turn around because you just fly like that. This dude right here, I'm telling you, when I first met him, I had to do a Bible study in the back. And the boys was kind of doing their thing. And I was like, y'all gonna run. Y'all gonna do this. Right, Miss Robin was right there with me. And then he was like, I ain't running. I was like, yeah, you are? He was like, oh, no, I don't run. I was like, but you play baseball. He was like, I know, but this is not him. This is not an organized practice. I was like, oh, he don't know 18. He don't know Miss T, right? So He had his little Starbucks drink, right? Did you, Josh? Tell Chip, you did. He has a little, I swear I love this boy. He had his little drink, right? And he was like, I am not running. I said, you going to run with your drink. And then so he running, and he just like this. And I was like, I don't care if you last, but you going to run. Why? Because I loved him so much because he was strong enough to stand up for what he really believed. So when he's out in the world, so I see it differently. I just see it that he's going to stand up for what he believes. Thank you, baby. He's going to stand up for what he believes. And so, you know, when he went home and told his mama, I do not like that lady. I don't like her. And then he turned around. I mean, but I have fun in the class. I like her, but I don't really like her. I mean, you know, it's all good. I love it. I like kids like that. I just see stuff in kids that are a lot different than what other people would see. And so, you know, my goal was to leave my old church. I was at my church for 23 years. And, God was like, go. Or where am I go? So for a while, we were just going. Felt like Abraham. We're just going to go. Just go. I don't know. We're just going to go. Then I tried to join another church. I really did. I went through the whole new members class, everything, and everybody in the church who came after me was getting a new member certificate in the right hand of the shake that they do and all that stuff. And I'm looking around like, what? I felt like Jonah, right, in the whale and all that stuff. I was like, it's me. Just throw me over the boat. It's me. Because my class didn't get their new member certificate at all. And I just kept saying, it's me. It's me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, because everybody is joining the church but us, my class. And I was just, like, feeling some kind of way. So I was like, okay, well, all right. So then my child tells me, Mom, this church is not for us. That's what she said. And I listened. I said, well, where are we going to go? So we pack up our stuff, and we going. And we just going, like, okay. And then my god brother Yendis says, why don't you check out this church called Rohi? Okay, well, let's go. So we go, and then I come in, and I just hear the worship. And then there was a point of no return where it just changed to the prophetic. And the Lord was like, this is the place. And then I said, well, Lord, if this is the place, let Andrea know. Because I can go anywhere. But it takes a special person to be, or special people to pour into my child. Don't just let anybody pour into your children. And don't just let anybody pray over your children. Because there are transferring of spirits that are out there. That's a whole nother day. But I'm just letting you know it's real, especially that they have an anointing on their lives. The enemy would love to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. But God, he comes that we would have everlasting life and more abundantly of all of that. So anyway, we come. There's a small group. Andrea sings. And she was like, I want to join this group. And she met all of these young ladies and Miss Jewel. And she was like, this is it. So she's writing songs, and she's doing this, and she's doing that. And I was like, well, all righty. Well, we just going to see. You know, and so we sit back, we see, and all of that is here we are today, and we joined, and, you know. And so before I close, I just, you know, for those of you who don't believe that young people really doing big things for the kingdom, I'll give you some facts. Genesis 37. And sometimes your friend's going to call you, you know, that's a dumb idea. You know, that's stupid. That's crazy. That don't make no sense. And your parents might be like, yeah, 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 womp-de-womp, woody-woo, all that stuff. They might. I'm just telling you, it happens. It's in the Bible. Genesis 37. Joseph was a teenager. He had two dreams. The family will bow down to him, right? The brothers hating on him and everything. Sell him into slavery. But guess what? His goal was to save a nation. His goal was to preserve a nation. But guess what? His family hated on him the entire time, but that didn't stop him from changing the game. The whole nation would have been wiped out because of starvation. Okay, that's not good enough for you. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, right? David, his dad and his brothers, CJ, come on up. Q, come on up. Quentin, come on up. right? They didn't even invite him to who was the next king party, right? But the one thing that they counted him out in chapter 16, come on up here. They counted him out was that David, come on up here. This is Quentin. Quentin has been waving banners with me since he was 4 years old at my old church, and so he is still waving. Thank you, sweetie. All right, so David, stay right there. Stay in front of him. I want everybody to see. Come on, move up. This is David. This is Goliath. Stand behind him. Right there. Good, just like that. So his daddy, he wasn't even invited to the Who King party. He wasn't even invited. He didn't even get invited to the party. Don't y'all know people be sending out invites and y'all don't get invited? Everybody in the house getting it in. And y'all, you out here with the sheep. You out here just praise and worship, looking in like, what they doing? What they doing? Well, that's what. And then guess what? The one person that they discounted is the one person that killed a 9-foot giant. You what are you, like 7'2", 3'4"? What are you? Oh, 6'7". And what are you like? You know, but I'm just saying, you get the illustration, right? You get the illustration. Thank you, gentlemen. But I'm just saying. All right, so ladies, I know. Y'all like, you talking about all these guys. Okay, let's talk about Esther. Chapter 4, she became queen. She was a Jewish young lady, right? Her goal was to leave the ghetto. Yeah, I know I'm going to keep 100. I work with kids. We're not going to say the dirts of the whatever place she lived in. I'm going to just say the hood, because to me, that's what it looked like. It was a hood, right? To leave the ghetto and to become queen and to save her people from being killed. I'm just saying. She became queen, ladies. She was doing it as a teenager. I'm just saying. I cannot. Man, say it again. Always got a heckler in the building. Come on up here. What'd you say? I just went, Rachel. I just went. I love it. I'm just saying. Okay. I love it. We really have fun in the back. Y'all should come join us back there. Okay, so what is your goal for 2018? I can't promise you that it's going to be easy. I promise you I can't. But what I can tell you is that on your journey, God will never fail you. His word says that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He says that he will always be there for us. So in your journey, in your goal, in you changing the game, no matter how hard, because the middle is the hardest part. The beginning is easy because you know, and the end is easy because the end is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be this great sign and wonder. And the beginning is just the steps. But the middle is where the difficulty comes in. That's when your integrity is challenged. That's where your character is challenged. That's where you are built from the inside and out. That's who you really are is in the middle. And a lot of times we don't really like who we are in the middle because God has to clean us out. He has to gut us out. He has to do all of those things. But I can't promise you that it will be roses, but I tell you at the end it will be a dozen of roses and it'll be worth it all. Christians, we are not cowards. A lot of us walking around like punks. It's like, woman up, man up. You know, are we tired of it? Are we tired of people just pushing us around, meaning that the enemy is like all in our face and all we're doing is like, no, no, no. Okay, all right. It's just, okay, all right. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It just is what it is. So my charge to all of us, because, see, I'm straight out of Compton. That's where I'm from. So this is like straight out of heaven. Straight out of heaven. Just saying. Change the game in 2018. Go. You have nothing to lose. So I don't know if you have some, like, worship music or in the back that you could play. Because we're like, this is the end. That was the highlight right there. I love the Lord. Sounds funny. Alrighty. Can we have our youth altar workers come up? Come on up. Kids, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, meaning that you've just never asked him to come into your heart, and you want him to be your big daddy, you know, you want to just ask him to come into your heart. If that's any of you, would you like to raise your hand? Anybody? All right, kids, if you just have something on your mind and you want somebody to pray with you, you know, do you want to just raise your hand? And we have these ladies who are your age or your size up here, and that they'll just pray with you. Anyone? No? We'll just wait a little bit. Pray to be whatever God wants you to be. Pray to help you in school. Pray to help you, you know, figure this thing out. What's this God thing about? All of that. No? Raise your hands, anybody?
We're going to do this like this. How many want to change the game? It's like two of y'all. No, how many want to change the game? Now, some of y'all are looking at these young people up here, and you're like, Let me tell you something. There is no junior Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. These girls have been trained on how to pray for you, and I believe that God is going to release something powerful through them on you. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you want, I don't care if you're a kid or an adult, I think that they're strong enough to pray for adults too. Maybe your prayers, I already know Jesus. I know him. But God, I want to be a game changer next year. Maybe your prayers, God, help me change the game. Lord, help me to know your will. Help me to know what I'm supposed to do. If you want to be a game changer, I want you to come up here right now. You don't have to raise your hand. Just come on. Come on. Adults, children, it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to come up here. Come on. No junior Holy Spirit. Come on. Now what we're going to do, come on up a little bit closer because we got people in the aisles. Come on up. What we're going to do is, now young people, listen to me. Y'all have learned how to pray for people, right? Y'all have a lot of people to pray for. You're about to get some good practice. I'm going to ask you not to leave the altar. I'm going to be praying over you, and Tara's going to be praying over you as a whole, but they're going to be praying for you individually. So what I want you guys to do is just put your hand on the shoulder of the person you're praying for. You don't have to touch their head, and you just begin to pray for them. And then I want you to just begin to move through the crowd, Just begin to pray. If all you can pray for them is, Lord, let them release a game-changing spirit on them. Lord, bless them. If that's all you can pray, just pray whatever comes to your heart, because I believe the Holy Spirit's going to work in you. Go ahead and start praying right now. And then Tara is going to pray over us as a whole. If you're out there and you're saying, I'm not at the front, lift your hands, extend, and just begin to pray for the people that are here. Because I believe that this is a group of game changers. 2018, people are going to discover their purpose. They're going to discover their will for their life. They're going to walk in it. And I believe that destinies and lives are going to be changed. Our communities are going to be changed. They're going to be released in the name of Jesus. Hey, young people, you can pray in the spirit if you want to. Go on and do what you want to do. I believe the Holy Spirit's releasing a spiritual tongue on our young people today. Go ahead, begin to pray. And as you pray, just begin to move through the crowd. Once you're finished, just begin to move through the crowd. If you're done praying, begin to move through the crowd. Tara, you go ahead and you begin to pray over all of us.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We lift up 2018 to you, every single person at this altar and those who didn't come up, Lord. We thank you that we are changing the game for the body of Christ, Lord, for the kingdom, Lord. We thank you right now that we are changing the game in our churches, God. We thank you right now that we are changing the game in our household, God. We thank you right now that we are changing the game in our workplace, God. Lord, we thank you right now for you are wonderful. You are awesome. You are Alpha and Omega. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. Oh, each and everyone here, God. We thank you for the lives, Lord, that you're touching today, God. We thank you for the restoration, God. We thank you for the building, God. We thank you for the rebuilding of marriages, oh God. We thank you for the rebuilding of parent and child relationships, oh God. We thank you right now for sibling to sibling relationships, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we ask you to forgive us, God, for all of the brokenness that we have, God, for all of the sin, God, and all of the doors that we have opened, Father Jesus, that have nothing to do with you, Lord. So we close those doors today, oh God. We lift up your name, oh God. We love you, love you, love you so very much, oh God, because you first loved us, Lord. We thank you that perfection, God, is only in you, oh God, and that as you continue to look down on us, God, that you see a perfect creature, Lord, that you created us, that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, oh Lord. We thank you right now, God, for your holiness over our lives. We thank you right now, God, for your wonderful miracle working power over our lives, Lord. We thank you for your encouragement, Lord. We thank you just for who you are, oh God. We thank you that we have miracle signs and wonders that are following us today, Lord. We thank you for pure worship. We thank you for just athleticism to a whole nother degree, God, for those who are in sports, God. We thank you that the GPAs, God, are over 3.0s over these kids, oh God, and the adults that are in school today, oh God. We thank you for forgiveness, Lord, for those who haven't forgiven, God, family members and friends, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would break that unforgiven spirit over us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for restoration. We thank you for healing. We thank you for forgiveness, God. We thank you for honesty. We thank you for transparency, Lord. I thank you right now that you would break every single plastic mask that is on us, oh God, that we are out there faking and fronting and all these things, Lord, but that you're looking for a pure heart, oh God. Creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right, steadfast spirit within us, oh God. Lord, that we delight ourselves in you, oh God, and then you will give us the desires of our heart, oh God. Line us up, God, to the original and design that you have called us to be, oh God. We are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, oh God. We are children of the Most High God, Lord. We are game changers, God. Let everybody in this room be accountable for this word today, oh God. And that no one will slack no further, God. No more complacency, oh God. No more excuses, God. But that today is a new day before we even get to 2018. Today is a new day in Jesus Christ. You were created for purpose. Listen to your children. Listen to your children. We were all created for purpose. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Come on, stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move. Don't move. Sienna, come here. Come here. Come here. Okay. I sense that there is an anointing on her to release healing. And so if you're in need of a physical healing, if you're in need of a physical healing, I want you to just come right up to her, and she's going to lay her hands on your shoulder and pray for you. Pastor Jen's going to stand behind you just in case you need any help, but I sense there is an anointing. You pray. Hey, whatever you sense, whatever area of the body comes to your heart, you just start speaking to it, all right? Go. Don't worry if it's wrong. I got you, girl. Come on, and y'all start praying for it right now. Begin to pray for healing being released in this house right now. Where's Amarice? That same anointing's on you. All right, if you also need prayer, come on, Amarice. Come on, come on, come on. Amarice is going to pray for you, too. Come on. You want healing in your physical body? Amarice has the same. The anointing is being released on her. And some of y'all are like, well, why isn't it not released on me? I don't know. I just know who it's on. I have no answers. If she's on the other side and you need to get to the other side, get to the other side. Just go on over there. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the healing that is being released. I declare that the physical be made whole. Come on, I knew that. In Jesus' name, I release the physical healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help her out, Pastor Jen. Pastor B, go help those girls out, please. Pastor B, right there, right behind Amarice. Get behind Amarice real quick. All right, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you right now. Come on, if you don't know what to do, if you're saying, oh my God, this is so weird, don't worry about it. God's moving. Just begin to worship him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I release the power of the Holy Spirit all over these babies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Sienna. When you start seeing people. I asked her, are you freaked out? She said, no. You cool? She's like, yeah. She's been training all her life for this. What you don't know is that young lady's been going in hospitals with her mother, praying for healing over folks for several years. For such a time as this. People think children aren't supposed to be praying like this. Psh. If my healing came through a child, do you think I care who it came from? Come on, somebody. Just heal me, Jesus. I don't care where. Look, so you can send a donkey to lay its hoof on me if it brings my healing. Do what you got to do. But praise Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Now, as they're praying, thank you, Jesus. As they're praying, I want to do something else. Come on, Tara. See, I get visions when people do stuff. Oh, y'all want to worship? Go on, worship. Go on, worship. Great are you. In our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. Come on over here, Amarice. Right here. Anyone else need prayer? Amarice is here to pray for you as well. Yeah. Come on, baby. Not you. Come on. Yes. Here we go. There's the release right here. Come on. Right here. Ha, ha, ha. Pour out our praise to you only. Come here, stop right there. Bring them back. Come here. Come on. Now you do it. You lay your hand right here on his arm. Right here. So here's what I'm going to do. And we're going to close. We're going to stay up here and keep praying for people. I like to be mindful of the time, but not mindful of the Spirit, which means that the Spirit can still move. And for those of you who need to go, you can go. For those of you who want to stay, you can stay. Wait, hold on. Maggie, can you say, I just heard something. Can you say what you're saying, please? Come here. Tell people what happened.
I've been having a lot of pain in my left hand, and I'm right-handed, and it hurts so much. I don't even have any force or grip. I can't even make a fist. I'm telling you right now, I can feel my hand just better. I have strength in my left hand again. I do.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. What's happening today didn't happen by happenstance. There's a lot of prayer. It's a lot of trust in God. I want to tell you this. Tara, I saw this in you earlier on this year. You have a mighty anointing on you, my love. And the fact that you would release that anointing and trust these young people. I didn't tell her, hey, let the young people pray for me. That wasn't my idea. I was like, hey, she told me last night. I said, man, that's a good idea. I like it. What I want us to do is I want you to extend your hands towards her. We're going to bless her today for her vision, We're going to affirm the call of God on your life. We're going to affirm the anointing that you have. Come on up here, Jewel. We're going to declare over you the power of God will continue to flow in mighty ways, not just in this church, but out in the community and in the world. We declare over you that everything that has been binding and hindering you shall now be broken in the name of Jesus. I release the spirit of fear and worry all over you, and I declare that God is getting ready to bring you into your best season of ministry ever. I'm going to pray right now that every chain be broken, that you be loosed by the power of the living God, that today will just simply be a glimpse of the vision of the many, 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 many places and people that you will reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I declare release, 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 broken, broken. It's gone in Jesus' name. Now come on, everybody, begin to praise the Lord right now. Come on, can you praise Him? Can you praise Him? May the Lord bless you. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you this. Next Sunday, we start in a brand new series, and it goes perfectly in line with being a game changer. You want to know what that series is? It's called God's Will Is. We're going to talk to you starting next week for the month of January about what is God's will for your life. How do you know what God's will is for your life? And I'm going to loose some chains over some of y'all who've been bound by not knowing or by being struggling with what God's will is. So come back next week. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Spirit of the living God rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. When you leave this place and people ask how you're doing, may your response be...